This is Description, episode 63 for February 14th, 2009, with material recorded January 18th. And here is some of what you might find on television in Toronto on a Saturday.
Como sabem, a gente faz programa para as nossas atividades, mas às vezes...
Характеристики Айла има и негативни. Я не съм тела ни едно, ни друго страно да изгубим.
Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hello, I'm Valerie, and yeah, I'm in Toronto. Still, I'm going on an adventure. I'm standing at Royal York bus station. I just got out of Royal York subway station, and that is the crunch of salt beneath my feet, if you can hear it. And I'm looking at the map for the Royal York bus to make sure that it goes along Albion to Kipling. Yeah. Okay. And so the next one is C. Bet you're wondering why I'm trying to determine this. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering it too. Okay, AM. But I just missed the 11:14. Oh, the next one will be 42. Oh, this is gonna suck. Oh, dear. All right, so here's the story. This kind of came out of nowhere. Excuse me. Royal York is, by the way, is very far west. The end of the Bloor Danforth subway line for the TTC goes Royal York, then, I think, Islington, and then Kipling, and then that's the end. That's how far out we are.
Attention all subway passengers on the Scarborough Trans Line. Due to inclement weather, we have no train service on the SRT.
Okay, because of that, I am here. The weather really isn't all that inclement here, but, it's somebody's birthday today, as I record this. That's a bus going by for Evans Avenue, not the one I want. Catherine's birthday. I mentioned Catherine before. She of a couple podcasts, one of them to do with knitting, and she has a really good blog that I will link in my blog, again. She's having a birthday today. Yay! And so her lovely, fantastic husband, Rob, contacted a bunch of us in the podcast Fishbowl, who are friends of hers, to go, hey, let's get together and have something for Catherine's birthday. We're already going to be in town to see a movie. You see, they're in Guelph, which is a couple hours away. Okay, an hour and a half, hour, something. Oh, here comes my bus. I hope. I think. And, and so, first they're going to Rexdale, I'll explain that in a minute, to see a movie. And then they were going to come in closer to me. Excuse me. Gonna come in closer to me, in fact, right downtown to go to Fresh on Bloor, which is pretty much a 5-minute walk away. And so we was getting people together to come for dinner at 5 o'clock because they were going to a Sunday matinee. Well, okay, cool. all that beeping.
Okay.
And, geez, are you done now, beeping? Okay. So, now the driver's leaving the bus. No, she's not. She's clearing stuff off the lip of the bus because it's snowy. Okay, fine. So got an email this morning saying, from Rob, saying, oh, there's lots of snow. A lot of snow has fallen in the area, and the weather's pretty bad, and so we're not going to go further downtown in for dinner. We're still going to go to the movie because we already had the tickets. Catherine actually said that she would rather not go in except for the fact that we'd already gotten the tickets, so we'll do that. But evidently she's a real white-knuckle driver, passenger in the snow, and so he doesn't want to exacerbate things by heading back home later, late. So basically he canceled dinner, and I thought, oh wow, that sucks. And he had offered earlier from, you know, anyone wants to come to the movie, but I didn't want to go to the movie and dinner because I have a crap load of things to do. I'm going to guess that I did not do a podcast episode in January because of a lot of work, and a lot of technical snafus that I will not bore you with here. Incredibly busy today. So I could do one thing or the other, either the movie or dinner. Well, dinner's canceled, so I thought, hey, can I go to the movie? Well, gosh darn it, I'm going to go to the movie. However, I was thinking this at about 9:30 in the morning. The movie is at 12:30. And you might think, well, that's not such a big deal. But again, the movie is in Rexdale. And we're going out to Rexdale. Or at least I think I'm going out to Rexdale because this bus isn't going anywhere and I'm late. Why is she going to a movie in Rexdale? Well, that's because this cinema that she's going to, they're going to, is a Bollywood cinema. Albion Cinemas shows exclusively Bollywood movies. This was not always the case, because I lived in this neighborhood, if you can call it a neighborhood. I lived in that neighborhood for about 2 years during my third and fourth year of university. And the Albion Mall was about 5-minute walk for me, and across a very busy street, and then down a very busy street. And, you know, it was a mall. It really wasn't all that great. It was kind of, you know, cheesy, to be honest with you. But that's, you know, where I went to go shopping or whatever. And, well, it's been an awfully long time since I've actually been in there. But evidently, it's now Albion Shoppers World. And the movie place there is all Indian movies, because Rexdale has become... Remember, when I lived there, it was... Oh, Jesus, when did I live there? 20 years ago. Wow, holy crap, it was 20 years ago I lived there. 20 years ago, you know, it was pretty multicultural, but it really wasn't... No one really dominated, I didn't think, or at least I didn't notice. And, but now... I don't think anyone specifically dominates, but it is a very Indian area. As is Girard East, as is Brampton, a couple other places. Rexdale is one of them, and so there are three cinemas for Bollywood movies that there never used to be before. And I can't remember where the other two are, but one of them is Albion Cinemas. And so Catherine is a gigantic, massive, tremendous fan of Bollywood movies. She really should be doing a podcast about Bollywood movies, and I wouldn't be surprised if she does one pretty soon. And so for her birthday, she wanted to go see, or agreed to go see, the latest hot Bollywood movie, which is, doing this off the top of my head, Shandai Chowkin China. And so she agreed that they would go to the 12:30 Sunday matinee of this. And so, awesome. So I thought, well, I haven't actually seen a Bollywood film in a theater. And it's been, again, 20 years since I've actually been on foot in Rexdale. Hey, let's go! Yay! What an adventure! Hurrah! However, my hair had to be washed because I hadn't washed it for 2 days. And I had to get my shit together, and I had to rely on the TTC here, the bus of which is still sitting here. So I didn't actually... Oh, also, I ordered the ticket online, and I actually didn't have time to get it printed. I don't have a printer, and I didn't have time to go get it printed. I suck. So, this may be all in vain, because it's... What time is it? 11:41. Oh, man. I am so screwed. And we have a long distance to go. And the bus isn't leaving yet. And here I am. Almost. The TTC for today is awesome. I'm at Kipling and something. Kipling and Albion. I'm crossing Kipling. There's the mall over there. And I don't fucking recognize it. And I don't know where the cinemas are. Oh, I see a sign very far away that says the cinemas are in this mall. But I have no idea how far that is. Ha ha ha! There's a Shell and there's a Canadian Tire and there's the library I always used to go to. Crossing street. Nothing is shoveled. Holy cats. There's the Shoppers Drug Mart I always used to go to. And there's somebody honking. Oh yeah, it's actually really great winter weather right now. I'm walking past these people at the Shell station, putting gas in there almost exclusively. They're, what do you call these cars? Minivans and SRVs and whatever. Jesus, how do I walk on roads here? Okay, gotta go back down the sidewalk. This is insane. Where is there a fucking sidewalk in this place? There must be a trail. I'm marking toward a very large Canadian Tire. Whoop! Someone blazed a trail. And there's a great big old snowplow. Now, I'm walking north. North of here is where I lived. I see it. I think. I could be mixing it up with any other number of apartment buildings that look exactly the same up here. But, yeah. What was it? Paramount Drive? I'm walking through this stretch of road, that stretch of parking lot that the plow just plowed. I'm too old for this. God, the winter weather could not be better. It's just perfect. The wind is not crazy at the moment. It's not too cold. Tons of snow. Dude on a fucking huge John Deere with an oversized snowplow blade doing its thing. I think off the top of my head it's 10 after 12 noon. So today, the TTC, brilliant! I think I was lucky about it being Sunday. because there were fewer stops to make. But, you know, awesome. If I'm crapping about the TCC some other time, which is inevitable, remember this. But hey, they got you to the Albion and cinemas on Sunday. Well, yeah, that's true. I've got to get my phone, because I'm going to be around people. Now, I've called up my, here's a mall like any other mall. Although, I can't possibly make any recollection about it relative to when I used to visit here. It doesn't feel familiar. So far it appears pretty typical, similar to all the other kind of second level malls, you know, second class malls. Stores are kind of close together, a lot of independent vendors, not chains, maybe they're knockoff chains, that kind of thing. But you know, that's how it works. Over my coat. There's an LC. Yo, here. Which is good. Here's the food court. It reminds me of what's now called, I think, the Dixie Value Mall. I don't know, it just feels like that. It's got this kind of gray lavender kind of vibe on it. Very square, exposed ceiling, relatively low exposed ceilings. Oh, hey, there's an ATM for my bank. That's good. All right, now I gotta figure out where the cinemas are, because I haven't seen a map. And it's gonna really suck if I get this far and then screw it up because I can't find the stupid place in the mall. I'm awesome. You'd think I'd find a place to print my, get on the internet and print my thing. But I can't find it. Oh, I'm right here. Is this it? This is it. It just kind of snuck up on me. Hi. I ordered online and I didn't have a chance to print, but I have it on here, my receipt. Is that possible?
No, I have to ask one of the other people.
Where does it say your order number?
Doesn't it say on the top there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Cinema One.
Great, thank you. I pulled it off. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I get my stuff off.
Do you want to grab some stuff or you want to...
Has it already started?
No, this is all just the... maybe a lot of ads and stuff. Like
okay,
that,
let me drop my stuff off and then...
Yeah. I just come back to use the washroom.
Hey!
Thank you so much for tuning in.
And I apologize because I'm really supposed to be working. Interval. Hang on. Okay, we're in the interval that evidently exists. The lights started going up about halfway through the movie, and then the movie just ended, which it's supposed to be smoother than that, but now we're in the middle of the intermission. So we have commercials going on here on a very large movie screen. I should emphasize that this theater is really large, as large as your largest theater anywhere. And
Yeah, the chairs are cushy. It's not, it's pretty, well, yeah, it's left over from the 70s, but it's still, it's quite well maintained.
Yeah. We've been in the other cinema in this, there's two here, right. two rooms.
Yeah.
The other one's a little smaller, but
right.
The seats are actually nicer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I noticed that. No, this all looks good. It's really good-looking theater.
Yeah, definitely maintained it.
I think they've maintained it better than if it Albion Cinemas had remained owned by the same people they were when I was here. One thing notable about this, being in one of these theaters for the first time, is that when I went to the snack bar and got a coffee in an Aero Bar, and they had they have trinkets and doodads and stuff to sell, and so you've got like one thing I noticed was the Aishwarya Rai mouse pad and mugs and pens and thingies with Bollywood stars on them that you wouldn't find in any other theater that they're selling.
Like we were at Cineplex the other day to see Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, right.
One of these big ones down on the Queensway.
Exactly.
And I mean, they've got all you know, they've got a licensed lounge. They've got you know, games stuff and all kinds of paraphernalia. I think they had. I'm sure they were selling some studio merchandise and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
Bellers and everything at the snack bar that they were selling stuff like an Asheria mouse pad, mugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you never go to the snack bar.
I was trying to point out the differences between this theater and any other. Yeah. And that was one thing, and that, you know, the snack bar sells pecoras and samosas and beverages. I don't know what they are.
Yeah. Probably coconut juice and things.
Yeah. Flavors like mango and something and something and something, and I didn't know what they were. But yeah, that's another difference too. So this is kind of an interesting combination of a place that's like mom and pop. Like, they have back home, but usually the mom and pop ones back home are really crappy. So this is pretty nice. Here comes the second part. Why so quiet? Cheer me on. Runs at him again, and the fight continues. Okay, we're back, and I'm now at the probably the only part of Yorkdale Shopping Mall that I recognize from when I used to live around here. Because the rest of it that they walked me through, I got no fucking clue. Okay, Catherine and Rob came to Yorkdale here so Catherine could shop for a few things, which she is more than deserving of, this being her birthday. And so we had some coffee and hung out and talked for a while. And so Catherine's left to enjoy the rest of her day, and I'm off to head to Yorkdale Station for the TTC. Okay, now, what's happened? So the movie, Chenhai Chuck in China. Chenhai Chuck to China? Jesus, I only just saw the fucking movie. You think I'd know. Okay, that. It's fucking nuts. Catherine said it was pretty bad. Ridiculously, hilariously bad. And she being a great expert in these things. And, you know, went on about, you know, how the director's done so much better things, and the actor's done so much better things, and blah, blah, blah. But that it was completely enjoyable. But it was fucking nuts. Especially the first half is just fucking nuts. Okay, how is it fucking nuts? Okay, let me think. you can see reviews of this in various places, and probably the reviews aren't all that great, but it's just so it's basically, it's about this guy who's a complete fucking doofus, and he works in the markets, the skeezy markets of evidently someplace called Chiang Chow. You'd think I know these things, but I don't. And nobody does, really. Not who people like me, I suppose. But we know these things now, and that's part of the point. So, dude's working, he's a total dumbass, and but he knows how to cut up stuff. Vegetables and whatever. Because he's working for this guy who took him in when he was an orphan, when he was a baby, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's evidently supposed to be the reincarnation of this great Chinese warrior. And so in China, the villagers are being terrorized by this bad guy, you know, who makes them slaves, basically. And no, he's not working for the government. Because they filmed in China, and they can't be saying anything bad about the government now, can they? And this was an interesting hybrid of Indian and Chinese. Because they filmed a lot. There's a lot of it filmed in China on the Great Wall and all this stuff. So anyway, the villagers decide that they're going to call on the reincarnation of this great Chinese warrior to defend them against this bad guy. And they find out, you know, it has me now, that it's this guy, this doofus guy in Chiang Chow. Okay? Could I pronounce that badly more times? And so there's a bunch of stuff that happens that involves, you know, the dude's got a friend, but he's a con artist, but he's part Chinese, and he goes over with them, and then there's this girl, there's always a girl, and then there's this girl, she also has a twin sister in China, they were separated, and blah, 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 and whatever. So he meets their father, and don't know it's his father, and he's not, and he has to figure out who he is, he has amnesia, and he has to figure out who he is, and on we go. So basically, but they eventually get to China, but, you know, he's a total fuck-up, and he may not actually be this reincarnation of this Chinese warrior, but they go through the whole process of, like, training him after the guy. Well, I shouldn't let too many details go. I shouldn't have too much spoiler stuff happening. Although, you know, it pretty much goes the way you probably think it's going to go. It just takes a really long time to do that. But the really long time it takes to do that is completely enjoyable. Again, fucking nuts, and really melodramatic, and really out there, and often very slapsticky, and Three Stooges-like, and, yes, there are a couple, musical numbers that have pretty much nothing to do with anything. Well, yeah, they do, but, yeah, I believe that there were not enough, big-ass musical numbers. But, you know, it's supposed to be an action movie anyway, so, okay. But, you know, completely enjoyable. The thing is, like, I don't know, 2.5 hours or something, with, you know, the intermission in the middle. Which they're supposed to have, by the way, intermission. They're usually pretty long and have intermission in the middle, I learned. And, but for being so freaking long, it was perfectly enjoyable. There wasn't, like, any time where I was like, God, why am I here? This is total bullshit. It was completely entertaining, which I believe is the idea of a lot of these movies, if not all of them. So it was very cool. So for a first experience for me seeing a Bollywood film in a Bollywood cinema, it was damn cool. People would talk during the movie, and for some reason I wasn't, like, you know, up my butt about it that I would be in an English movie. I don't know why, but it seems like one of those deals where, I don't know, there are places where at movies people will talk to each other and make comments or talk to the screen or whatever. And, you know, that's a whole other thing. There are places in movies where that's completely inappropriate, and shut the fuck up, and if you want to talk to the screen, go watch it on DVD and leave us alone. But this is... I think these Bollywood movies encourage something a bit more communal. There are a lot of references to past movies and past people in this one, and I get Catherine says that's fairly common. So there's sort of this collective consciousness that's assumed in these sorts of movies, I think. So, you know, I don't know about most of that, but I knew enough to know that, no, a lot of this is really the way this sort of thing usually goes. So, cool. It's that kind of gear change, this kind of adjusting your brain to the way different people do things, different cultures, different, just, I don't know what. But that's the kind of thing you sort of, I don't know if you really have to do it here, you ignore it at your peril and at your own limitation of your life. And to be honest, I think that the other cultures, who come here might want to keep that in mind too, because I said that, you know, Rexdale and Brampton, parts of Brampton, and, you know, Girard East, you know, these are the pockets of the Indian community, right? So you go there and there's like almost everybody is East Indian, almost. And then, you know, say you go into Koreatown, not far from me, everything's Korean. And you go to, you know, the couple Chinatowns that exist here. And, you know, there are these pockets of quote-unquote ethnic communities. And it seems sometimes these communities are kind of at the exclusion of everything else. It's like everybody stays in their own little pocket, you know. And in part to defend their community against the culture of the majority, whatever that happens to be. When I went to York, there was every sort of ethnic community you would imagine, okay? And they all met up at different places, and they all had their little presidents and boards and whatever. For every single freaking community you can imagine, every single country in this goddamn world, except for ours, mine. But of course, you know, that makes some sort of sense, of course, because a lot of the TV here is from where I come from. And so people start, you know, we start getting kind of a situation like I was bitching about in the citizenship episode, about people having the idea that they vote for the leader of their country and shit like that. They get a little too used to the way things work in the United States. They get the idea that that's the way things work here, or that they should work here, when that, of course, is wrong. So already you have kind of a threat to the culture known as English Canadian. That's probably the least well-defended culture in this country, is the English Canadian.
You know, I probably wasn't thinking of the First Nations people when I said that. Most people don't.
Now, I'm not going to, you know, not going around saying very dangerous things. That's not what I'm talking about. It's like, I think in this town, you're more able to go see a Bollywood film for a longer period of time. Like, Bollywood film will be out in a cinema here more and for longer than you'll have a chance to see an English Canadian film here. It's true. You have, like, they don't get any promotion. Once they do get any promotion, then they come out, nobody sees them, the theater only keeps them for like a fucking week, and that's it. and that kind of sucks. All the other communities, including the French, the Quebec one, they have a very distinct sense of hanging on to their old, hanging on to their stuff. And English Canadians, we don't have as much of an idea of what our stuff is. And the government is not fucking helping us on that, by the way. So, but what is good is that we do at least, even though some communities, including possibly mine, may, well, more than possibly mine, may insulate themselves from other communities sometimes. This city, more than a lot of them, kind of forces you, gives you a better opportunity than in many other places to set your foot in those other places, in those other communities. I just came from Rexdale. I just came from the Albion Center. Okay? There's the opportunity to do that. Whether we actually do is, of course, a whole other thing. And that's up to the person. You know, it's not like I go off into these communities very often. I've been talking about how I'd never come up to York, North York anymore. How I've been ages since I've been in Rexdale. That I, you know, wouldn't go to Albion Molly's and back then very much because I was a little suspicious. It was getting kind of skeezy. You know, we have our limitations of ourselves. You know, I stay in my little annex pocket. You know. So, at least this city gives you the opportunity to experience these other things that, say, you know, back home in Ohio, there's no way you would have a chance for this. I mean, a Chinese buffet, holy crap, that's exotic, you know? The Mexican place. Although, I must say that American packaging these days is now just about as bilingual as it is up here. English and Spanish, you know? So maybe things, very big, slow changes are happening. I mean, as I do this, as I record this, it's, what? 2 days until the inauguration of the new U.S. president? Which we should not care about all that much here, but of course we do. But in part because it's sort of indicative of, I think, of that slow change. Of people realizing that, you know, we're all in different communities, we all have our different cultures, we all can respect our different cultures, but we're all fucking human beings, okay? You know, I'm as culpable as anybody else in staying in my own little world, but it's kind of nice to be in a place where there are a whole lot of other worlds very close by. Good thing, because I'm freaking lazy. You might have noticed. So I'm going to continue on here along Yorkdale, the hallway, to the rather iconic glass-ceilinged tube tunnel-type bridge thing that leads me to Yorkdale Station. So I don't know what I'm going out with. Might be some more of that music from the movie. I don't know. But, might be just more of me walking here. But, I think I'm about done with this. Let me think. Is there anything? I'll probably think of something later. Whatever. This all just came up today. I didn't know I was going to be recording stuff for an episode that might end up being the next episode, even though I have the stuff for another episode. And I haven't had time because I've been busy and... Blah. Man... So, the blog is descriptiontoronto.com. Please go there. There are many things there. Links, lots and lots of links for stuff that has been discussed in passing on this show and others. And then I write other things in between when I'm not having the time to do actual episodes. I'm walking onto the bridge here. Wow, and it's totally covered with snow. Cool. It's like we're in Canada or something. But man, they gotta pick up the trash on these railings. Go. Okay, so go there. We are very proud. When I say we, I mean me. Very proud to be hosted by the beautiful people. And when I say beautiful people, I mean Justin, at publicbroadcasting.ca. Go there and enjoy that. He's doing his damnedest to maintain English-Canadian culture with help from next to nobody. So go there. My email is descriptionto@gmail.com. And I'm sure there are other things. But for now, thank you very much for downloading and for listening. And take care.